Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Compassionate Light Healing and Guidance Show. I'm your host, Catherine Hahn. And for those who are new to me, my name is Catherine Hahn, and I'm an angelic energy healer as well as a teacher and coach and an angelic channel. So welcome, everyone. And I hope you are having or you had a wonderful weekend. As we are really into this, stay at home. And I hope that you're able to get a routine going for yourself, for your family. And, and as we do it, we are, really being asked to tune in with ourselves, and we are being asked to really just take time for ourselves during this time. And so this week, let's start with, we're entering into April in a couple days. So I'm going to be talking about what to expect when it comes to this week's energy, as well as a preview for next month. So this week we have Archangel Zadkiel, as well as Archangel Raphael and Archangel Ariel stepping forward for us. And so, this week we're going to start off by, maybe having some doubts and some anxieties that may be coming in as we, continue to go about, this stay at home. And as we continue to, make some changes in our life now that, we are being asked to stay at home, whether it comes to your business, when it comes to school for your kids, if you have children, taking care of yourself, how does that look? That's probably going to be looking different for you as well. So, there's going to be some anxiety. There's going to be some fears that come in, and it's going to be important for us to work through them. So, tuning in with the angels, and they're going to help us to really be able to see how it is that we can change our perspective, change that story so that we can be in this vibration, this higher vibration, and continue to do those things that we're meant to do. So, it's going to look, a little different when it comes to, for instance, self-care. Well, maybe you look a little bit different, especially if you have children at home or other people that you have to take care of in your own home. So, whether it's exercise, it may look a little bit different, if you were used to going to the gym. When it comes to taking care of your children, if they're doing studies at home now, that's going to be looking different. So how can you change that perspective? How can you make it so that it works for you and your family? As well as work, now that, if you do have children at home, how is your work schedule going? What is that going to look like now that they're home? So, as we have been, in the stay-at-home process, I'm sure that for a lot of us that has changed already. We're now getting into the swing of things. We're getting used to it. We're getting into a routine now. So this week, we're really being asked to look within and ask ourselves, how is it that we're meant to step out of our comfort zones, reclaim that power, and take back our power so that we can still continue on what it is that we're meant to do when it comes to our purpose and what it is that we're meant to do when it comes to our journey, our spiritual journey. So we're going to be asked to focus on that, but there's going to be these fears and doubts that we need to clear first in order to get that clarity. So, you know, whenever we are asked to do something new, or we're being kind of pushed into doing something new, we have these fears come up. And so it's going to be important for us to look into that and to look into where it stems from and how is it that we can change the story? How is it that we can change that perspective so that we can continue to move forward? You know, we are being asked to still move forward in this energy in this year. You know, this I had mentioned before that this year is going to be an amazing year. And yes, it started off maybe a little bit different than we all had expected, but it's still going to be a year where we're going to be growing, when we're going to be transforming, and we're going to be seeing all of this, you know, all these things. You know, we're going to be seeing a lot more people awaken spiritually this year, especially as we are going through all of this, and we're, you know, being asked to tune in, and we're kind of, you know, whenever we are, you know, by ourselves, when we are, you know, because we're being asked to stay at home and we're, you know, kind of forced into, you know, really taking care of ourselves, but also really tuning in and doing the self-reflection with all that's going on with, you know, and we don't have as much noise as we may have had before going out and about and through the hustle and bustle of daily life, that we're being asked to really tune in with ourselves and really reflect on what it is that we truly want. What is it that you truly desire? And what is it that you want your life to look like? So, and that is going to be part of the energy of this week. So, you know, clearing out those fears, healing from fears and doubts and limiting beliefs that come in. And as we do, we're going to be able to change our perspective. We're going to be able to raise our vibration. And as we do that, we're going to be entering into April, and April is going to be about abundance. So, you know, when we are able to change our perspectives, when we're able to change, you know, how we think and, you know, change our mindset, we are able to, you know, realize and see that we are abundant beings and that we are always provided for. There's so much around us, you know, when it comes to people, when it comes to the divine always providing for us. And that's what we're going into when it comes to April. So, you know, so that's why we're being asked to clear out all of these last minute fears, all of these last minute limiting beliefs and doubts that are coming in, so that you can understand and be clear on what your next steps are. And so that you could also change that perspective, change your story so that you can see that abundance that's ready for us when it comes to April. So if you are tuning in with me and would like some guidance or would like to talk about the topic or anything else that has been on your mind, be sure to give me a call at 714-816-4628. And don't forget to press 1 on that keypad so that you can be on air with me. All right. So we are, you know, we're actually wrapping up the series of Reclaiming Our Power. And I know that, you know, with this year starting off the way it has, with COVID-19 going on and other things going around us, that, you know, it's been very difficult. You know, we've been asked to step out of our comfort zones. We've been asked to really do things in a different way and see things in a different way. And so, you know, because of that, it's easy to, you know, blame the world. It's easy to blame other things, and easy to blame this virus. It's easy to blame other things. And when we do that, we actually give away our power. So what we're being asked to do with by the divine and, you know, with angels are to really look within. And how is it that we are to reclaim our power? And so a lot of times, you know, when it comes to these fears and doubts, it can really overwhelm you. It may seem like it's too much. And so I want to, you know, let you know that we can reclaim that power. And it starts with clearing those fears, clearing those doubts, you know, remembering that we are able to do anything that we truly desire, even in this economy right now. You know, we're able to do those things that we're truly passionate about. And, you know, as we, you know, have been doing the stay at home and doing some reflecting, you may have been doing some meditating and journaling, you may be finding out what it is that you are passionate about, what it is that you truly want to do to help others. And so, you know, as we go about and, you know, have those thoughts on what it is that we can do to help others, what it is that we can do to change our situation, change, you know, our perspective, you know, we're able to reclaim that power back. And we're able to, you know, as we let go of those fears, as we release those fears, we're able to gain clarity on what it is that we're truly meant to do. And, you know, we're being asked to keep clearing these fears out because, you know, as especially if you are listening to the news, listening to what it is that is going on, you know, throughout this world right now, you know, it's easy to really fall into those fears and to really be involved in that, you know, really feel as if, you know, we're needing to be fearful, you know, but what we're being shown is that even through all that is that's going on, we can release those fears. We can heal from those fears and let those go and to really focus on what it is that we're truly meant to do. So a couple weeks ago, I had mentioned, I had mentioned that, you know, it's going to be important for us to limit, you know, watching the news, limit ourselves from, you know, hearing all that's going on inside of that is, you know, very fearful. And, you know, with all those things that are coming in when it comes to limiting beliefs, because especially when, if you are an empath, if you are someone who is very empathic, absorbs the energy of others very easily. So it's really going to be important for us to separate ourselves from that and really tune in with ourselves and really tune in with what it is that our higher selves are telling us, what it is that the divine is telling us and showing us that we can do in order to help others. And when we are able to focus on that, when we're able to focus on what it is that we're meant to do, what it is that, you know, we need to do to help others through those gifts that we have, through the abilities that we have, we are then able to, you know, block off those fears and really step into our power and really do those things that we're meant to do. And so this week, you know, being asked to clear out these fears. When we do that, when we clear out the fears, it's like clearing out fog. And the fears really keep us from understanding what our next steps are, what it is that we need to do next in order to move forward in our journey, in order to really move forward in our purpose. And a lot of times it can come back over and over again, but we have to remember, if you are clearing those fears, if you are, you know, letting those go and healing from it, these new fears that come in, they're on a new level. They're on a level that is on par with you. So, you know, we're always growing and we're always reaching new levels, especially when we work on ourselves. And so these fears that come in that is on a new level, it's important for us to clear as well so that we can continue to get what it is that we're meant to do. So, you know, before I go on, I'd like to take a call. So let's see here. We have caller area code 862. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Tasha and I'm calling from New York.
Hi, what was your name again?
Tasha.
Catherine?
Tasha.
Oh, Tasha. Hello, Tasha. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. So, how can I help you today?
I wanted to know, what did you see for my love life?
Okay, so I have Archangels Raphael as well as, I have Archangels Raphael, I have Archangel Gabriel, as well as Archangel Shamuel stepping forward for you. So what they're showing me is that there are some things that are, it's childhood things that are coming in that's keeping you from really loving who it is that you truly are, that is preventing you from, so have you been in a few relationships now?
Yes.
Okay. So because what I'm feeling and being shown is that there have been reoccurrent things going on with all these relationships that is making things not work, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So what Archangel Raphael wants to do is to have you do some journaling on this, because it actually does have to do with childhood. So it has to do with what you've been told, what you've been and told by parents and other people about how it is that you are meant to feel about yourself, you know, being good enough, you know, understanding that and it's important for you to understand that, you know, you deserve that love. You know, you deserve other people to love you, and that, you know, those things that other people have told you in the past, it's because of things that they need to heal from, you know, for themselves. And so they kind of pass it on to you. So it's important for you to not take that as your own. If that makes sense.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, you know, those things that other people have told you, those are limiting beliefs that are coming in that are not who it is that you truly are. So it's going to be important for you to work on this, you know, work on healing so that you can break that cycle. So, you know, that common denominator that you see from your past relationships, look at that and journal on that, and also on how it feels. as you go back and reflect on what it is that you went through with these relationships, and then putting it together with your childhood and what it is that people who were adult figures have told you while you were growing up, and to really switch that story, change that story, so that you understand that you are you are deserving of that love. You are deserving of everything that you truly desire, and knowing that you are good enough.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I definitely
and
will.
Also. Oh, go ahead.
No, I was saying I definitely will.
Oh, awesome. And then also Archangel Gabriel stepping forward as well, because not only journaling will help, but also, really tuning in to yourself, doing some meditating, and then, calling on the angels, especially Archangel Gabriel and Archangel Samuel, because Archangel Gabriel is going to also help when it comes to communicating as well as your writing. It's going to help you to journal out all those things that you need to journal out. So anything that comes into your mind as you call on the angels, there's those things that you're meant to journal. So just write it all out. Don't forget to include your feelings and emotions through it. And then, to ask Archangel Raphael to help show you what it is that you need to learn from all of these experiences that you've been through in the past. And then Archangel Samuel is stepping forward for you because he's going to be there to support you with that loving energy that he brings. So, he has this unconditional loving energy that you'll feel, as you call on him and as you work through this. So I hope that helps.
It did. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're very welcome. I hope you have a wonderful week.
You too.
Okay, bye. All right. So, before we move on, and I'm actually going to be doing a meditation today to help us through this. But before we go on, I'm actually having Archangel Ariel remind me of the second part of our energy of the month, especially. And so when it comes to this energy that, this energy of the month that we're going into with April, we're going to be in this mode of abundance. And so, when it comes to, as we work on these fears, as we go through and heal, we're going to be asked to also, ask ourselves, how is it that you can help others with your gifts? How is it that you can help others with your abilities, and what it is that you are natural at? Because what happens is when we focus on helping others, when we focus on being there for others, we see and we start to feel just how much that we do have and how much that we can give to others. Especially during this time, if you may be home and not quite sure of what it is that you need to do, but you want to help others. So it's going to be important for us to, ask that. And, when it comes to the beginning of each month, setting intentions is a great thing to do, so that it really helps us to move forward. It really helps us to, set those goals and to know what it is that we need to do next. And so asking that question, you know, when it comes to setting the intentions, how is it that I can help others? How is it that I can help others with my gift? What is it that I can do to help others? So asking yourself that, asking yourself about your own gifts, and your own abilities, and then, you know, what that is going to do, you know, especially, you know, as you meditate, as you do some journaling on that, the divine is going to be able to show you. They're going to be able to help you to see what it is that you need to do next. How it is that you're meant to help others, and how it is that you're meant to be there for others, even while you're home. You know, we are in this time where, you know, we can communicate with others through video chats, and we're able to communicate with others through social media and all these different channels that we, all these different platforms that we have. And so it's going to be important for us to use those in the way that we're meant to use them. And so, you know, are you being called to, you know, create a group? Or do you already have a group where, you know, you're not quite sure how to help others in your group? You know, ask the divine, what is it that I'm meant to do in order to help others this way? And what it is that I need to do to be able to be there for others. Because, you know, when it comes to giving, when it comes to serving, it's not only about giving things to people, but also your time. And also just being there, you know, being available for those who are in need. So what is it that you need to do? Is it to post some things on your own personal page, on Facebook or on Instagram or LinkedIn, you know, or, you know, are you, you know, supposed to reach out to others with your business? Or, you know, is it that, you know, you just need to be out there, in a, whether it's donating your time, and or if you are, you know, if you have resources that other people need, you know, so it's going to be important for us to really tune in and to look at that. What is it that we need to do in order to help others? Because we all are meant to help others, and we all can do that. So, you know, I want to encourage us to all do that. And if there's fears that come in with that, you know, for instance, you know, if you are being asked to go live on your page or on for your business, you know, if you're being asked to go live and you haven't really done that, you know, there's going to be those fears that come up. So how is it that you need to change that story? How is it that you need to clear those fears as you do this work? All right. So before we go on to our meditation, I'm going to go to what it is that's coming up on Psychic Talk. And then we'll move on to the meditation we have for today. So, let's see here. We have, coming up on Friday, April 3rd, is The Doctors Are In with hosts Dr. Rose and Dr. Dax. And they'll be talking about living life on purpose. And they'll also be taking open lines and tarot mini readings, so be sure to tune in with them. And then on Saturday, host Mary Brown is back with There's a Rock for That, and she's going to be talking about malachite, a crystal for this moment. So be sure to tune in with her to learn more about that Crystal. And then next week, I will be back, and we are going to be starting a new series on the abundance mindset. So, you know, with April being a month of abundance, we're going to, you know, start that series, you know, really go into how it is that we can, you know, switch our mindset so that, you know, we're in that abundance mode, that we're, you know, really ready for receiving, you know, receiving that abundance, you know, this new energy that we're going into. So, you know, be sure to tune in with me, you know, also as we work with Archangel Ariel, who is a great angel when it comes to abundance, when it comes to setting intentions. And so be sure to, you know, tune in with me for that. So, all right. So before we go ahead and before we end the show for this week, we're going to be doing a meditation with Archangel Zadkiel, Archangel Raphael, and Archangel Ariel. So if you are able, I want to encourage you to close your eyes, sit comfortably somewhere where you feel very comfortable, and close your eyes. I want to encourage you to take a few deep breaths. And I want to encourage you to put your hands on your heart. As we enter this heart, our heart space, and as we are in our heart space, to create that atmosphere that is very calming for you, using the elements in nature, using those things that really make you feel at peace, help you to be still, whether it's having a body of water, some trees, any animals, a sunset or a sunrise, and then as we create the space, to imagine a door that is open, and this is where we're going to ask our angels and guides to step in, to join us, then we're going to have the archangels join us as well. And they're going to be circling around us. So Archangel Zadkiel, Archangel Raphael. Archangel Ariel, as well as Archangel Michael. So as they create a circle around us, they're going to send you this energy. Each with their own colors. And this energy that they send is going to go straight to your heart. And they're going to help expand your heart chakra energy. And it's going to expand into your heart space. Outside of your body and filling the space that you're in. I want you to take a few deep breaths. Really feel into your heart chakra energy. And as your heart chakra expands, the light that's within your heart chakra is going to expand throughout your body. It's going to expand out to outside of your body. And as this light that's within your heart chakra expands, take a few deep breaths and listen for those messages that the archangels bring. And as your that light within expands, all of your angels and your guides are going to support your energy. They're going to help you raise your vibration. And they're going to help you to integrate this energy that archangels and your angels and guides bring. They're going to help you to integrate this energy. They're going to help you to let go of those fears and doubts that come in. Help you to see it in a new way. And help you to see that power that you have within. So keep taking those breaths. And I want you to notice what it is that you see, what it is that you hear, and how it is that you feel as your angels and guides, as the archangels send you this energy of love, this message of power. And helping you to really see what it is that you can do, what it is that you're capable of, and just how amazing that you are. and to always remember that you are loved and that you are also that love for yourself and for others. Take a few deep breaths. And as you breathe out, you're going to be breathing out all the old energy, all the fears and doubts. Just breathe it all out. And as you breathe in, you're going to breathe in this new energy. Breathe in the energies that the angels and your guides bring, as well as the archangels. And those messages that they want you to know about who it is that you are, what it is that you can do. So as we keep breathing, keep listening to those messages. Then we're going to have source energy, this rainbow energy that comes in from above, that's going to come down through each of your chakras. So from your crown chakra to your third eye, to your throat chakra, to your heart. And as it goes through your heart, your heart chakra is going to contract back into your body, to realign to your body. And then down to your solar plexus, and your sacral chakra, your root, and all the way down to your feet. Now the archangels are going to help you to ground your energy, so from your root all the way down to the center of the earth, it's going to be this white column of light that goes all the way down. And as it comes back up, there are these strands of green and gold energy that comes back up. Then it's going to intertwine at your feet, going all the way up. All the way up your body. Up into the heavens. I want you to take a few deep breaths. And when you're ready, you can bring back awareness into your body and open up your eyes. So welcome back. And I want to thank everyone for joining me today for the show and for the meditation. And you can do this meditation over and over again if you are needing to. And I'm sending you all lots of love and light, as always. You know, I hope you have a wonderful week. And as always, if you are in need of speaking with someone, if you just need to talk to someone, not sure who to talk to, please feel free to reach out to me. You can go to psychictalk.net, psychictalk.net/Catherine, C-A-T-H-A-R-I-N-E. and you can find different ways of reaching out to me. And I would love to speak with you on what it is that's going on, what it is that's been on your heart, that's been hard for you. And, you know, just know that you always have someone that you can speak to, whether it's myself or anyone else from our network. And so with that, I will talk to you all next week as we start a new series on the abundance mindset. So be sure to join me with that and send you all lots of love and light. So bye-bye for now.
You boys are...